building terraces, guiding water. You are now standing among the dry stone walls and beside the oldest sire on the estate. One of the places that, to me, best tells the story of how this landscape has been patiently shaped over generations. These dry stone walls transformed steep slopes into cultivable terraces, known locally as rasole. Without them, planting orange trees here would simply not have been possible. Even today, many of these trees are still productive, continuing a story that began long ago. Building these walls required strength, skill, and an intimate knowledge of stone. The largest stones were carefully set at the base. Smaller ones were fitted in by hand to create stability while allowing rainwater to filter naturally through the structure. What has kept the walls together is balance, gravity, and experience. Next to the walls, you can see an older saya, no longer in use. The word saya refers to a water channeling system developed in Sicily many centuries ago, a remarkably intelligent way of guiding water by following the natural slopes of the land. Thanks to the funding from the European Union, this ancient saya has been restored for demonstration purposes. It helps us understand how water was once distributed to the orange groves before modern irrigation systems were introduced. To me, these walls are more than agricultural structures. They represent care, resilience, and a deep relationship between people and the land. As you stand here, I hope you can sense that this landscape is not untouched by nature, but the result of generations of work, knowledge, and quiet dedication. When you are ready, I invite you to walk back towards the former stable, now transformed into a small museum, to complete your visit.